Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our text thread throughout the morning sort of felt, I mean, much lighter, in a lighter way, because there are like videos of your daughter on there throwing things on the driveway, which is hysterical.
Well, it's just, Grandy like, had a little bit of, I thought a little bit of a tantrum on the thread, and so I was in the middle of a tantrum with an actual two-year-old, and so I wanted to share it.
Apparently it's in the water.
Okay.
It's in the water. It's I wish it was Tuesday, because it's Tantrum Tuesday, but it's not. It's Wednesday, but I get it. Where Grandy was coming from on at least one of these. And we're going to get Grandy in here to defend himself. And we're going to enter you into the conversation at 888-957-9570. This is with the cleats and convos with Debo Samuel podcast, part of the Bleacher Report Network. There were a few things said. He had Brandon Ayuk on as a guest. So it's Debo and it's Brandon. It's the moderator asking questions. And Debo made a statement that we would like to let you hear right now with regard to his team, the Super Bowl, where this is going from here. Check it out and then we'll talk it out.
Kind of the same thing, kind of like be your best self. And like, as long as you know you left it all out there and like win, lose, or draw, like as long as you know you gave it everything, it's like you ain't got no regrets at all.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like, my eyes, like, we've been on the best team in the league for a while.
Catch that last sentence.
Best team in the league for a while.
We've been the best team in the league for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
How's that grab you?
I mean, it grabs me two ways. On the one way, hearing it from him, I agree. You've been the best team for a while. You have the best roster. You have the best head coach. You've got a quarterback who's among the best. Yeah, you've been the best team in the league for a while. The other piece of it is the best team in the league for a while wins at least one title. And that's where, you know, you talk about the best team in the league, like the Warriors were the best team in the league
for
a while. And they won two. They would have won three had Klay and KD not gotten hurt. So, yeah, best team in the league for a while, you got it done. And I'm thinking about baseball, and I know this one will hit you a little bit different because I do think that the Dodgers have been the best team in the league for a while. And let's take aside the bubble chip, and I don't even want to make that a part of this conversation, but if the Dodgers don't win this year or next year or the year after, then it rings hollow because they've been the best team in the league for a while, right?
Well,
it seems like it.
Have they?
But they haven't won.
The definition for many people, and this is always like, this is what we're basically boiling this down to.
Right.
Is, you know, does the best team always win? I know a lot of people who think, well, that's just flat out the definition. If you win, you're the best. And if you don't, you're not. Other people want to get more contextual about it. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson get hurt. Were the Warriors the best team? They didn't win. The Raptors won. Does that make them the best team? Or are the Warriors the best team and the best team doesn't always win? That's sort of at the core of all of this. Here's what I'll say, and then Grandy, you should jump in and give us your reaction to it. I'll just say this real quick. Debo Samuel saying we've been the best team in the league for a while. For 49er fans right now, that is hard to hear. It just is. It like I get it. You've lost a couple Super Bowls. It's a frustrating sort of a feeling all offseason, followed by a frustrating offseason, followed by a frustrating outcome on Sunday, followed by the news that you're going to be gone for a while. So that's what leads us to the moment where Debo's like, yeah, we've been the best team in the league for a while. It's very hard to hear. On the other hand, two things. One, he's on the team, and therefore, I always feel like he has to feel that. Of course he feels that way. Do you know how many players think that they have the best team? The Chiefs all think it. I bet the Eagles all think it. The Lions think it. The Bills think it. The Niners think it. There are probably more who think it. There are other teams right now that we're not even putting in that conversation. For the moment, the Bucs and Vikings think that they might actually, woo, watch us cook. So, of course, he thinks that. Combined with this, here's where I want it. And, Grandy, this is where I want you to really, you're going to have to pick a side now. We're the best team in the league for a while now. And you're like, no, you're not. You haven't won. In the next sentence, most Niner fans I know will say, you should have won both of those Super Bowls. If you think they should have won, that means you think they're the best team. No?
No, they didn't win.
But you thought
you get crowned the best team by winning the Super Bowl.
Or some feel you just get crowned the Super Bowl champion. That doesn't necessarily equal best team.
It is so laughable to come out and say you feel like you've been the best team in the league for a while now, where over the last 5 years, you've won zero and a different team has won three.
Yep.
That is incredibly sad. Wild. It's ridiculous. That's even a thought in your head.
Okay.
There's a difference between being the most talented team in the league, having the best roster in the league. I think the Niners certainly have that. But by not winning the Super Bowl, by the way, having the most talent on your roster and still not winning makes it even more embarrassing.
See, that's some big breath right there.
No, it is.
That's some big breath.
And I get it. And he's not wrong in having that opinion and that feeling. And if you want to put it into mathematics, since 2019, when Debo was a rookie, the Niners have the fifth most wins in the regular season.
Okay.
Not first, number five. And if you want to talk about Super Bowls, as he mentioned, Kansas City has three, Tampa has one, and I guess the other one was the Rams. And the teams that have more wins than you in the regular year, Chiefs, Bills, Packers, and Ravens. So you're the fifth best team in the regular season, and in the postseason, you probably have the second most wins, but you've got zero rings.
Wait, Grandy, can we explore one more side of this, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you feel, let's just go February, you feel like the Niners should have won?
This past February?
Yes.
They should have won that football game.
Well,
They are a hell of a football team, but they come up short.
Okay, but hold on. Your contention in feeling that they should have won, how do you reason with the idea that then somehow you don't believe they're the best team? Why do you feel they should have won?
Because you are only the best team in the league if you win the league, and the Niners have not won the league.
So, it flips to sort of, it's a little chicken or the egg. Who's the best team? Are you allowed to have that conversation before the game, or can you only have it after the game?
You can have it whenever you want.
Yeah, the results tell the story, period. So the Raptors were better than the Warriors that year, Grandy?
Yep.
Okay. I respect that. I don't see it that way, but I respect it.
So were
it.
The Cavs, even when the Warriors won 73.
Okay. I respect it. I get it. It's a little mathematical brain, as you said, thinking for me.
For me, it's more about the term better. And you've heard many athlete and many fan, and maybe not many coaches, but many fans and many athletes say, oh, we were the better team. Well, to me, that matters 0% because, yes, you were the better team. And were the Niners the better team last year in the Super Bowl? You could argue that they were, but you lost the game.
Yep.
And why you lost the game, we can all point fingers wherever we want to point them. But the bottom line is you didn't win the Super Bowl. So were you the better team? That even makes it more infuriating. And that's where what Debo said becomes triggering because, yeah, you've been the best team for a while now. Well, why do you only have Halas trophies and no Lombardi?
I think that's a great point. And that's why I started this by saying it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
I can agree with it on some level and still feel like it's really hard to hear. It only picks the scab of the 49er fan.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.